what we learned from the leadership of the Secret Service, they did this proactively in order to avoid situations of crime or any breach of the law from happening. And they found, amazingly, things that they had not expected that would be there. Substantial, you know, quantity of weapons and armored vehicles, several guns and ammunition. And as I said, nothing is there to suggest that there's a plan to either undermine government or constitution. They're just worried and asking questions. What could be the intention behind the stocks of weapons and the vehicles that were found? What is the idea? Why is one man keeping all of these things in violation of the law?
Shehu, you know, I spoke to the spokesperson for the opposition PDP party, and he said this is not an unusual thing to have people in Nigeria having armored cars or even some weapons in their houses, because after all, this mayor, Mr. Dasuki, was just a couple of days ago the national security advisor to the president.
The PDP is entitled to their own opinion. Under the laws of Nigeria, there's a requirement for licensing. You don't keep Uzi rifles loaded with many magazines, 22 magazines actually found in that place, and all of these vehicles, and you are asked to produce evidence of ownership. Where did you buy them from? Could they have come from government? Is it right that somebody would, assuming these vehicles belong to the government, would it be right that you divert them to your home? And look at this. The raid took place 4 days after he had handed over, which means that he had no plan. Assuming these things belonged to the government, he had no plan to return them. He had no plan to declare them and seek licensing as required by the law. So please, the PDP should just keep their sentiment to themselves. This is a law and order situation. No country with the history that we have would allow a situation in which one man will keep this scale of weapons in his ownership without licensing. You know, we're not a lawless country.